Watch, car engulfed in flames when driver smoking cigarette uses hand sanitizer. By Amy Furr on May 14, 2021. A driver suffered burns and his car was destroyed following an accident involving a cigarette and hand sanitizer in Maryland on Thursday. The incident occurred at about 5:30 p.m. outside a shopping center in Rockville, according to ABC 7. The Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service responded to the scene. Fire officials said the driver was smoking a cigarette and then started to use hand sanitizer. The sanitizer ignited and set the whole car on fire, the outlet reported. Pete Beringer, the chief spokesperson for the Montgomery County MD, Fire and Rescue Service, shared aerial video footage of the vehicle engulfed in flames. Beringer also shared photos of the burned-out car and noted the driver escaped while bystanders called 911. Firefighters said the man was transported to the hospital with minor burns and his injuries were not life-threatening. According to ABC 7, officials explained using hand sanitizer and smoking a cigarette is a bad combo in unventilated areas like a car. People who use hand sanitizer in a closed area such as a vehicle should open the windows to improve ventilation until the sanitizer has dried. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's FDA website reads. Meanwhile, a Hummer went up in flames Wednesday after firefighters said the driver filled several gas cans in Citrus County, Florida. Citrus County fire rescue crews were called to South Alabama Avenue near West Grover Cleveland Boulevard just before 11 a.m. Wednesday for the fire. When they got to the scene, they found a 2004 Hummer H2 on fire, WFLA reported. The outlet shared photos from the scene showing the vehicle and melted gas cans. Crews extinguished the flames just after 11 a.m. According to firefighters, one person was hurt but refused to be taken for treatment, which was against medical advice. Officials did not describe the person's injury or its severity. The Florida State Fire Marshal was called to the scene to investigate and will determine the official cause of the fire. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection was also notified and helped coordinate cleanup of the fuel spill, the WFLA article concluded.